myself, I'm a Dave, and we had just seen three steps. Three steps of three attempted isurim, three attempted limudim from three different isurim. So the first one was Orla. So we already knew, Isi ben Yehuda already knew that Basar Bechala was Asar Bechila, and the question was, how do you then learn the Isra Anah? The Isra Achila he learned from the Gzer Shava of Am Kadosh to Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, just as Trefa, just as Basar Basadet Trefa, whatever that is Asar Bechila, so to Basar Bechala is Asar Bechila. Then the Gemara said, how do you know Hana? So to this the Gemara says that you can learn from Orla. Orla is Lo Nefta Ba'Avera, and still it's Asar Bana, just like it's Asar Bechila, it's Asar Bana. So Basar Bechalav, which is Asar, which Nevda Ba'Avera, and it's Asar Bechila, Kavachom, it's Asar Bana. So the Gemara says that fine. So Chametz B'Pesach Yochiach. Chametz B'Pesach is Asar Bana. Apparently, whether or not Nevda Ba'Avera is irrelevant. And therefore, just as it's Asar Bechila and it's also Asar Bana, so it's a Kal V'Chomer that Basar Bechala, which was Nevda Ba'Avera, is Asar Bahana. Just a note on that, does everybody agree that Chametz B'Pesach is Asar Bahana? The answer is, of course not, because otherwise I wouldn't be asking the question. I believe Rabbi Yosef HaGalili in Pesachim Nesarek and Perek is quoted as saying that Chametz B'Pesach is Mutar Bahana, it's only Asar Bechila. You still have to get rid of it. By Rabbi Yamatzeh still applies. But it is mutter ba. It's mutter bahana. Emmanuel.
I just wasn't sure in general when it does makes a kavachomer and then it gets rid of it and then it brings something else, whatever this yochi does. Is that making the kavachomer from the new thing?
Yes.
Just on its own.
Yes, until the Gemara says chazar hadin.
Okay, fine.
All right. So at this stage the Gemara tries that, it fails. Then it tries the third issue, which is kiloya karim, and the Gemara assumes that Kilaya Kerem, the Dechia, the way they would Docha Orla, did I say, that Orla never had a Shasa Kosher, whereas Basar Bechala had a Shasa Kosher. Maybe something which never had a Shasa Kosher will be Asar Bana, but something which did, perhaps would not automatically be Asar Bana. So the Gemara said, Chametz Pesach had a Shasa Kosher, and nonetheless, it is Asar Bana, so therefore, one can assume, make a Kal V'Chomer, that, one could make a Binyan Av. Could be Chametz B'Pesach is Nevda Ba'Aver, because the third issue, Kilaya Kerem, is the third one, is that Nevda Ba'Aver or not?
Yeah,
in the same way as Basar Bechala.
So
it's not a Kal V'Chomer, but it's a Binyan Av right now.
Right now,
it's simply still a Binyan Av one-on-one. So now that's where we left off. So the Gemara says, Lama li gzera shava. Who would like to read? Who has not read recently? Fairly recently? I think you've read recently, haven't you? No? Really? Ellie, no? No? Okay. Yeah, Emmanuel?
It's about to bring back Orla, so how could it be thinking of learning only as a minion of Clay Karen? It's about to
So I would just tell you, at this stage, one could argue that it's Lav Dafka. In other words, they just picked one of the things. So the question right now, Orla doesn't stand in the end, right? That's a question no matter what. But the Gemara is asking, why not learn both the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Hana? What do you need the Gzera Shava for at all?
But Tosos also doesn't think that learning from Klal Yikarim is a Binyanav, because he says it. Should have just learned from Klal Yikarim as a Binyanav. So clearly doesn't think it's learning using it as a
Let's just wait. Before you make that judgment, let's read what the Gemara says. Okay, before we deal with anything Tosos, let's read the Gemara. So, Ellie, go ahead. So learn. Who needs the Gzera Shava for an Isra Achila? Ma... Okay, so you could have learned the entire basis, the Isra Achila, the Isra Hana, from the fact that from Orla. Okay, and then if you don't like Orla because Shahayat Kishakain, lo haisala shasa kosher. So then you learn for chametz b'pesach, and if you don't like that because shkain onosh kares, so then you learn from kelaya karam. Forget it, whatever the mechanism is. So the Gemara says, why? So you see here you can't learn a kal v'chomer because there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer. In other words, you want to argue nevda ba'avera is the reason why you can extend the Yisr from Orla to Basar b'chalav. Because Orla, but I'm going to show you that is not really a good kal v'chomer, and that's not even a good binyanav. Why? Because there are other things that are nevda b'hanavera, and yet are mutar b'achila. So bishlama, if first you learn Xera Shava to teach you the Yisr achila between Basar b'chalav, the Xera Shava between Basar b'chalav and Kilaya Kerem, so then you can say legitimately, now that it's Asar b'achila, it's going to be Asar na as well, and you can't bring me a pircha from Chosein Pifara and Choresh B'shor v'chamor. Why? Because that's clearly different, because it's not even Asar b'achila. What you're really saying is that anything that's Nesar b'achila by virtue of the fact that it's Nevda b'avera is also going to be Asar b'hana. Well, anything that's Asar b'achila and Nevda b'avera is certainly going to be Asar b'hana. It's a kal v'chomer from Orla. But if you don't have the Gzeira Shava first to teach you the Yisra Achila Be Basar B'chalav, then you have a Pirchan the Kal V'chomer from Horesh and Chose. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Lama li l'meimar.
Lama li l'meimar.
Okay. So Emmanuel, this is why Pashtus in the Gemara is not learning with Ma'atzad. Because the Gemara wants to know now, the Gemara's assumption is it's not a mahatzad of three things. It's not, and the question is, why do you even need the third? Why even bring a third pasuk to teach you this? Instead, learn it with a mahatzad of the first two.
As opposed, instead of a mahatzad for all three.
But the Gemara never made a mahatzad. What's that? You could say they're still learning by mahatzad, and the Gemara doesn't spell it out. But that, by the way, you should note is very odd. I've never seen a case where the Gemara doesn't spell out the Ma'atzad.
You're saying,
I agree with you. You could argue the question of the Gemara is only that. Why turn even bother mentioning the third Easter to add it to the equation? Just have the first two of the Ma'atzad.
That's so, what we're about to learn.
Hold on. Go ahead. The Leisei b'Ma'atzad. Continue.
Amar of Ashim, Yishun Dika Nememar.
What's one second? Okay. So the answer is that if you were to have a binyanaf mishnei ksufim, so what would you say? You would have a pircha on it. What would the pircha be? The pircha would be from the vela. The vela is an iser achila, and it's muteres bahana. Nevda ba'avera, lo nevda ba'avera. Lo nevda ba'avera. So, how do you know that just because something is asur b'achila, it's going to be asur b'hana? So the question is, it's an obvious question. Why did you need to bring in a third pasuk? Simply learn a mahatzad. So, what does the Ravashi turn around and say? So what does the Gemara say to this? What does Rav Mordechai respond? Okay, so what does this mean? And I asked you this in the question. What does it mean, migufo parchinan, as opposed to me'alma lo parchinan? What's the difference between those two? there's actually a there's another expression for this that I did not dwell upon at great length, which I believe turns out to be the same thing. It's a different set of terminology that combine that to match this pair of migufo versus me alma. That was actually under different terminology earlier in the sugya. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? It was on Kuf Yud Dalet. Rashi actually takes time to explain it there, but I don't think he actually links this to that.
But if you're asking on the actual Indian or
from... What was the terminology we saw earlier, Ellie?
Ikra
Dina versus Sof Dina. I'm not sure it's identical, but it seems to be similar. In other words, Ikra Dina says that the Kal Vachomer you're making, there's something wrong in the quality of the two things you're dealing with. Meaning, when you make a Kal Vachomer from the Kal to the Chomer, the assumption is that one is really Kal and one is really Chomer. And a Pirchon Ikra Dina says, no, who says one is Kal and one is Chomer? That's a little bit like asking Migufe. In other words, you say Chometz bePesach Yochiach. Let's say you say that Orn La Yochiach, or Orla is a Kal Vachomer. And the answer is, well, maybe Orla really isn't more Kal than Basar B'Chalav. Why did you assume that Orla was more Kal than Basar B'Chalav? Because Lo Nevda Bo Aveira. So it shouldn't be as bad. On the other hand, it's Asr, it's Ikaro is Asr. Right? It's Lo Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher. So that's saying that fundamentally you're not dealing with a Kal Vachomer. Maybe you're dealing with a Chomer V'Kal. Maybe you're dealing with Shavin and you can't really make an inference. Sof Dina says that it's a very nice Kal Vachomer, but I'll show you another thing that I could have learned with the Kal Vachomer and I don't, which shows you that it's really not a legitimate analogy. That's what was Tchilas Dina versus Sof Dina. In some ways, it's the same thing here. Migufe versus Me'alma. Migufe says, look, there's something wrong with using Orla as the Binyan Av or the source for the Kal Vachomer because it's not really Kal. Me'alma says, look, you're right, it looks like an interesting Kal Vachomer, but I can show you something else that you might have expected to have wound up with the same product, and yet it doesn't, namely Nevela, Emmanuel.
Wait, but just why don't we say that let's learn from Nevela also. How do we know
that Nevela is Mutar B'Hana?
Well, it's Kelev HaShtag.
Because the Torah says, La Gerash HaMashirach and HaNavachala. So you can't. The Torah has established a paradigm, even if it's a limited paradigm. I mean, Rav Ashi, in fact, says it's the exception. Rabbi Avo says it's the exception to the rule. That Isuri Achila, of Oven Isuri Achila, that's Mutar B'Hana. So now you want to... Again, Isi ben Yehuda is not working with whose principle? He's not working with Rabbi Abbo's principle. There wouldn't be a discussion. Once you learned the Nisar Achila through a Gzera Shava, so the Isar Anah would Mele come, should come with that as well. Now you could say that no, because we mentioned this, because you're learning it from a Pasuk in which there's also a Heter. Okay. But bottom line is that Nevela, there's no way around that. Nevela, there's no way around that. So that's an interesting question that seems to bother nobody.
So it's just weaker than the other ones that were Lonah there than there. But it's not the Chomer, it's not like learning to it, right?
So I haven't seen anybody ask this question, but it's a good one, which is, why would you have said Nevela Tochiach? If you started with Orla... If you started with Orlan, the whole point is Shenet Nevda Ba'avera, so then Nevela doesn't undermine your Kal Vachomer. You're right, Nevela, Orla's Lo Nevda Ba'avera, and it's Asur. That doesn't mean that everything that's Lo Nevda Ba'avera is going to be Asur, but it does mean that things that Nevda Ba'avera certainly would be Asur.
Right.
So the truth is, Nevela is a better pircha on what? The question is there really an answer for that? I'm not sure there's an answer for that. It's a good question.
What's a better pircha on what?
No, forget that. So the question is, why does the Gemara think that Nevela is going to be even relevant here? In other words, even if you want to grant, even if you want to grant the Pir Chamei Alma, that you can show me something by which the Isra Achila doesn't translate into Isra Hana, but that's only true by something. You have to show me by something which was Nevda Bo'avera. Now, yes. Are you? It's a binyan av, but you still have this essentially the same.
No, because we're not. We don't have to ask a kachon in
California. That's true. That's correct. He's right. I think that's the answer. In other words, once you, if you assume, the Gemara's suggestion is learn it by me'atzad, which you don't have the kal v'chomer element anymore. Basically, you have things that are iser achila, and they also bring hanah with them. So then you can say nevel tochich. That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Going back to the original question, so how do we specifically define
migufo and so migufo means that the migufo would be that this, even in a bameh hatzad, if you found a common denominator between the two that should single them out, then you could no longer make the binyan av. You could say these two are special because they are X. They have, it's not true, but they have kares. They have they slash a kosher tomar rebasa b'chalav, which doesn't have karis, which never had a shot, which had a shasa kosher. That means migufo. May Alma says you're right. These are two nice things to learn binyan av from. But I'm going to show you a third thing that should have been a natural fit and yet doesn't translate into nisarna. And who's to tell you to learn a binyan av from these two things? Why don't you use the third one as the opposite paradigm? So that's what Mordechai said. And name Reish Lakish, Kol Ma Hatzad, anytime you have a Tzad HaShaveh, Migufa Parchinan, Me Alma Lo Parchinan. Okay, Ami?
Why, or a little bit earlier, why did it say to prove both Yisurim from Kal V'Chomer and using Orla, and then only the first time you use Orla, you add that Orla Shekin Noi, basically Orla Shekin Noi Tzad HaShaveh Kosher, but here, you don't ask the same question the second
time
you say Uma Orla.
What do you mean?
When you say Uma Orla,
where's the second time?
Oh, I mean, with the non-bolded line.
I'm not looking at the, I don't have the handout in front of me.
I mean, Uma Orla, after it says Uma Orla, Shabbat, later it screws up the cover of Homer May.
One second. I gotta find. Yeah, ma'or shenado be'ah. That was Emmanuel's question. I think the Gemara is lav at this point is lav dafka. In other words, the Gemara is asking when we originally suggested learning the iser hana from orla. Why don't we think that we could learn the iser achil as well? Well, in this case, it's not a kal v'chomer. It's just that you have nevela is an isra achil, yet it's not a sarbana. So perhaps basar b'chalav could also be a sarbana.
It's saying
nevela
is maybe it's in nevela
very. No, if it's very kal, it shouldn't be a raya. In other words, the fact that it's mutar b'hana shouldn't be a raya.
I'm saying it's kal because it's mutar b'hana then.
That's circular, and the whole point is, it's an iser achila, which doesn't automatically lead to sanar because haray the Torah said it's a mutar bana. That's all. I'm not sure. Am I answering your question?
Then we were saying that for like you can't extract from the field because all those more common because because the Nevera was done in it, and therefore that's the reason we can't extract it from the Nevera?
That's the reason why you can. No, that's not what we're saying.
But we're saying Nevera, since even though it's Mother Bana, a Nevera wasn't done in it.
Correct, but neither was there one done. At this stage, the Gemara's suggestion right now is to make a Me'atzad between Orla and Chametz b'Pesach, of which In other words, it's not a kal v'chomer anymore. It has nothing to do with nevda ben avera.
Well, I was thinking of it this way. I was thinking that since nevela, or it just happens to be nevela, it's not your fault. The Torah rewards you by saying it's much about enough.
But orla also is in that category, and even chametz per pesach might be no, not nevda avera.
We're trying to say we'll only learn from nevela and take orla and chametz out of the picture.
And learn from the nevela it's mutar b'hana.
So I mean, then it's a perfectly good question, because saying b'hana b'chala, by doing nevela, you're kanaf to get a punishment by having it be utter b'hana.
But no. But how do you know? It might be that you violate an aver and it's still only aser b'achila.
I mean, that's how they say kal v'chomer in that case.
But the kal v'chomer failed on other grounds because it wasn't a kal v'chomer. Uh-huh. Because the kal had a chomer that lo hisalo shasa kosher. So at this point, we don't have a kal v'chomer. We have two things from which we're making a binyan av, and the vela should serve as a pircha, but it's a pircha. Okay. Uh-huh. Now the Gemara says as follows. So Rav Ashi had the suggestion. The reason you don't want to say it is because we would have said nevela tochiyah. So now it turns around, or Mordechai says to Rav Ashi, what? That you read there. So I'm sorry. So you read that part. So miguvo prachinim lo prachinim. So at this stage, once again, why did the Gemara learn things by mehatzad? So the answer to the question, so the Gemara says, Ihachi. Now that you've undone Ravashi's question, go ahead, Eli, Ihachi.
Ihachi.
Fourth wide line.
Ihachi ketev matzad.
So Hadron kusha l'dochta. The question comes back, why not learn about my hatzad? Why do we turn to the third Isser? So the Gemara says, Ma latzad hashavah shebehen shekein gidulei karka. Okay, so I would have said, you know why? Do you know why orla and chametz bePesach are aser b'hanah, but baser b'chalav is not? Because orla and chametz bePesach are things that grow from the ground, whereas meat and milk do not grow from the ground. Therefore, we're more makeup on it.
Don't worry, cows are gidulei karka.
So the question is, what kind of a pircha is that? So great. You know what else is true about them? Neither of them begin with a base. What kind of a logic is that? Shekein gidulei karka.
I mean, there's a lot of laws that only apply to things that grow from the ground. So you could say that, therefore, you know.
We know of meat that's aser b'hanah, b'sar kadshim. We know of also, in other words, not like isar hanah should be more attached to things that grow to the ground, from the ground, than the things that don't.
No, but you say that they have you just can't make a tzad shava from them because there are so many laws that apply to gidulei karka that don't apply.
Whatever svar you give is going to be wrong. The Gemara clearly assumes that there's no substance to it.
Yeah, they must have thought of something when they were asking that question, or when they were suggesting
that.
Why is it
different?
Did you see the rest of the Gemara? No, that's why you're. Yes.
Any different than any
now, at least you find something that's a common denominator that there's a reason you think it'd be singled out. We learned the beginning of a Ketan Mevarchim where you have Shemen and you have Yayin, and you would think that, for Bracha, whatever, I think it was Shemen and Yayin, they brought on the Mizbeach. They're special. That's why they get a Bracha, right? You can understand what the common denominator is and why it makes them special. Shekhen Gedulei Karka. So the Gemara now immediately turns around. Emmanuel, pay careful attention here. What does it say? Hashtanami, Ihachi. If that's true. Okay. Yes, correct. Right. There are conflicting mashmoyos in the Gemara. And Rashi does say the same. But this really sounds like, and I think some things in the continuation, sound like the Gemara thought just to bring it from the third Isser.
Yeah, I think Tosos actually might agree with that.
Okay. Hold on. So if that's the case, you're no better. If you couldn't have learned Vameh Atzad from the first two things, throwing Kilaya Karam, whether into the mix, but the Gemara sounds like using Kilaya Karam alone, one would have said, Mala Kilaya Karam, Shekein Gidulei Karka. So now, Amar Lei, it's really funny here because Ramordecha, I presume, is a younger, unless a contemporary of Ashi, he seems to know all these rules about Pirchas and Koldehus and Kavachomers and Binyavs and Matzah. Ravashi doesn't know. Okay, go ahead. So what does he say, Eli? So if you're a bochein in a yeshiva and you wanna flunk a Talmud and not let him in, so I suggest you want to test his reading skills, I suggest you give him this passage and you can put it on the list. Right? So I hope by putting it in quotes. So he said the following: a mahatzad, you can be mafrich from a koldehu, but a loam amris, you can be mafrich from a kalvachomer, but not mafrich from koldehu. Okay. So now that I put the quotes in, it still sounds like gibberish. So basically, this is the principle: the simple reading is that a lo im amris, a mahatzad, once you're dealing with more than one thing, then you can have a pirch of a koldehu. It's almost like if you couldn't build your case the first time around, it's a pretty shaky case to start with. So any common denominator, we can passel you. Whereas, if you're engaged in a game of one-on-one, and you want to be docha with the loim amris, you want to say that they're not analogous, you have to have a good reason. It has to be a kal vachomer. It has to be saying that really your analogy is not good because maybe the up is pick one side. The chumer that you want to learn from din A to din B can't be learned because maybe din A is really more chumer than din B, and I'll show you in this particular aspect. So if you can do that, that's a good pircha. But a koldehu, stam, just because it starts with the letter ayin or ches or beis or whatever your pircha koldehu is because it grows on the ground, that's not a valid pircha. So if I want to learn straight, and this really does sound like it's straight from kilaya kerem, two, basar b'chalav. So I can't just say, well, malakilai kerem shekhen gudle karka. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? But, and therefore, I need a real pircha. And that's why kilaya kerem can stand the test of gudle karka. But if you want to make a matzan, so then a pircha koldu is sufficient. If one enough isn't enough to teach you, then two together, if they have a common denominator, maybe, somehow, in the infinite wisdom of the Ribbono Shalom, that's the particular cause that makes it, the particular aspect that makes it different, and you can't learn from it. Bitzala.
I don't understand what kind isn't right. Why there are a lot of halachos by karka that you don't have by animals. Like, I would say there's more halachos of land than there are of animals, of what you're allowed to and what you're not allowed to.
So, but why does that mean that karka, it doesn't make karka
more
chum?
There's more chumer halachos by things that grow from the ground than there are by animals.
Why? On the basis of the fact that you can't, that just means that there are more situations in which we can talk about Isser V'Heter. I don't see that. It doesn't make Karka more Chamor.
There's more.
Just because there are more plant species than animal species doesn't make Karka more Chamor. In the same way.
There's no,
like, Shemitah by animals or Shemitah by Karka. There's Shvisas Behemto. There's no
Shvisas Karka Yiso. Well, there is, actually.
Did you drink something before Shira? Enough. So I can point to mitzvahs that apply one way or another. That doesn't inherently make it chamer. You want to take what you have to do when you're comparing, you have to look at a mitzvah, two things that you're comparing. You're not comparing karka to metalton or karka to behemos. You're comparing a specific mitzvah of a behema to a specific mitzvah or mitzvahs of karka. You have to find something that in principle could have applied by behema and by, let's say, orla or by kilaikam, and nonetheless doesn't by behema, but it does by karka. The fact that it's gidule karka, that's very nice.
I think there's more reason to say this would have a disharana and that wouldn't.
We're not discussing gidul like karka. We're discussing orla
and klai karam. And
if I wanted to make the kavachomer as follows: if you're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, you're telling me I should make fallen kavachomer. If you're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, certainly you can't cook vegetables b'chalav, because karka is more chamor.
What's the tzad hashav of the tzad hashav? You could say that. What's the tzad hashav of these three? What do you do with the tzad hashav? You say, what's the tzad hashav between these three? and this one, you say, oh, they're all Isur Achila and they're Isur Bahana. Right? So that would be like a Tzara Shaveh. And so we say, oh, so Afani Avi as this one that's also an Isra Achila, it's also going to be an Isra Hana.
Yeah.
And there you could say, no, the Tzara Shaveh is that there could be like Karka, right? Which is a reason in itself to say that it's more Chan.
Why?
Maybe it's not more Chomer. Maybe it's just a din that applies to Gidulei Karka. So even if you don't say like that, it's more Chomer. It's a Gidulei Karka thing, and that's why all the
we're not trying to apply the din of Orla to Behemoth to say that the Behemoth born in the first 3 years are Usser. We already have established that we have machalas asuras by karka, we have machalas asuras by behema, and we want to say that just like those machal, we didn't by karka, machalas specific three specific machalas asuras that there's an isra achila and there's an isra hana, so we want to assume that baser b'chalav, just as an isra achila isra hana. I don't see the fact that they all grow from the ground that therefore that makes these things more chamor. Karka maybe is more chamor. You could argue by virtue of having more isurim, but these specific Isurim aren't more chamor.
They're part of a larger category that has more chamor. That's the point. What's the tzara shaveh? This common status these things all have.
So what I'm going to tell you is, you have to you know that I'm right and that you're not because the Gemara assumes that I'm right. Right? The Gemara assumes it's a pirach hakoldehu. It's not a real. The fact.
Why does the Gemara assume that?
Exactly the reason I just told you.
Don't always trust the stump.
Emmanuel. Yeah.
How are you reading the
last
thing?
The line we just read?
Yeah,
kol mahatzad parchinan kol dehu. Any mahatzad you can ask a perchav a kol dehu. But Elohim Amris, which seems to be a one-on-one, kavachomer parchinan kol dehu lo parchinan. You can ask a pircha only if it's a kal v'chomer pircha. I mean, it's not really kal, it's really chomer. And therefore, you shouldn't learn the din.
But
you can't ask a kol dehu.
And then also, couldn't you say that the doing karka thing is in conjunction with nevela? In other words, first it brought nevela, right? And when it brought nevela, it was just bringing another case where there's an isra achila and stuff, right? And there's no isra hana. So when it was just... Fine. It could have been the Bela, it could have been maybe the Bela could have been a din also by the Kile Karga, whatever it would have been. Once I'm saying no, maybe it shouldn't have brought that, or it would have been able to bring it if there was some Alnar Alakha also by the Kile Karga would have brought that. It wasn't bringing it specifically. Now, later on it's saying no, the Bela proves that maybe it doesn't apply to things that are not Kile Karga. You see that there's things that are Kile Karga, they're more similar. We see that it doesn't apply to all animals. So
no. So right now the answer to that I think is that we don't assume that you can look that you can be we already said you can't have a pircha me'alma. It has to be a pircha me'gufe. The Gemara is clearly dismissed. Now that's by the rules. You're not allowed to use something which is not in the equation.
But now it's using the thing that's not in the equation within the equation.
No, it is using things in the equation. Orla and Chametz for Pesach are Gidulei Karka. That's something about things that are in the equation. We have Orla, Gidulei Karka, and Basar B'Chalav.
And we know they don't apply to all the Behemoth things. We know that the Lachos don't apply to all the Behemoth things.
That's a Pircha Me'alma, not a Pircha Me'gufe. We don't make those.
It's both. It's
not. Nevela is not in the equation.
No, but the only reason that it's categorically different is that you know it's categorically... It's categorically
different from the Gufe. No, I don't understand. It is not part of this discussion. It was not part of what we want to learn from. Orla, Chametz B'Pesach, to Basar B'Chalav. Nevela is not under discussion. You can't ask a Perchan Abba Me'atzad from something else, a third factor that's different. You have to find something internal to the two. Okay, Nevela is not in the Machane right now.
At this point, are we learning a Kal V'Chomer from Kilayim or a Mahatzad from Kilayim?
It sounds from the Gemara we're learning a Lo Amamris from Kilayim, which is really a one-on-one. I think it's a Bema Matzinu. It's a Binyanav. It's not a Kal V'Chomer. Correct. In other words, your assumption, you have to assume that Basar B'Chalav is in all aspects worse than Kilayah Karen.
Right. comparable is by saying one is more chamor, one is more kali. Can't show a difference?
Not stam a difference. The fact that one's letter starts with beis and one's letter starts with kuf is irrelevant. So a relevant distinction. It has to be one that would explain why we should be more machmir by kilaya kerem than by basar b'chalav. For such a distinction to be relevant, presumably it would be something in which there was a more chamer aspect to kilaya kerem that doesn't exist in basar b'chalav, right? Hence, kal v'chomer. So now, the Gemara turns around and asks a question, Emmanuel, which points in the opposite direction, which is very, very difficult. Okay, we'll read Rashi in a few minutes. Go ahead. So why not ask to all three of them by outside? So look at the bottom Tosef for a second. So, the Gemara itself seems to have contradictions, Minehu Bei. Tosus does point out. What is Tosus saying? Emmanuel?
He says that if you were learning just from Kayakarim, this would be a bad question. But since, really, we're learning from a Kal v'chomer from all three, and he doesn't say a Ma'at Sa'at from all three, which is weird, but a Kal v'chomer, whatever.
Okay.
This question applies.
Okay, so what's your.
Seems like he thinks that we were doing that
as a binyana, as a ma'atzad.
Right.
The problem is the previous line in the Gemara, and the problem also is why assume that way? Why does the Gemara assume that way? It's really not clear at all. So, Tosfos says that if in fact the Gemara could have learned just from Kilaya Kerem and Abame Matzino, a straight one to one. And then you wouldn't be able to ask this question. However, since the Gemara earlier attempted to learn from all three combined, therefore you can have a pircha of a kol dehu. That's the Gemara's question here. But Tosfos doesn't explain why wasn't the Gemara earlier just learning from Kilaya Kerem? And it's not even clear from the language of the Gemara which way it's learning. And from the previous comment of Mordechai to Rav Ashi, it sounded like his whole point was that we're only learning from Kilaya Kerem, and that's why you can't ask a Pircha V'Koldehu of Sheken Gidulei Karka. In other words, what compels the Gemara to think that we should read the comments earlier as being Chad Mitlas with a Binyanav and a Ma'atzad? Why not just learn it one-on-one? What does Rashi say here? V'lifrach l'chulhu. So Rashi assumes, like Tosfos does, what changed in the Gemara is not clear at all. Okay. In other words, when Mordechai responded to Rav Ashi and said, you can't ask Malik Kalaya Kerem Shekhen Gidulei Karka, well, why not? Obviously because that meant that they learned straight from Gidulei Karka, and you're not allowed to ask a Pircha Kodu, you have to have a Pircha V'Kal V'Chomer. So if that's the case, the Gemara assumed that he was only learning... They were only learning from the third one. Now it turns around and says, and the Gemara says, no, we're learning, why not learn from all three and ask the Pircha? Well, a simple answer. Don't learn from all three. Just learn from Kilaya Kerem. So Rashi continues and says,
well, but she is asking, they're asking on Issi Ben Yehuda. Why doesn't that answer doesn't work? No, that question doesn't work. Because they're trying to defend Issi Ben Yehuda. Not trying to come up with a new halakha.
You think that's why they read it as three?
They have to. They're constrained to follow.
Then what? So that's fine, because you'll say Issi ben Yehuda said, "Learn it from Orla," and the Gemara says, "How could you learn it from Orla?" And they add in these two other things. It must. That's what you're saying. That it must be that the Gemara is saying Issi ben Yehuda really learned it from outside.
The bright Issi ben Yehuda is everything up to
So how do you see in the? Okay, so you want to say, that
in rabbinic Hebrew, it's clearly that's all Tanaim.
No, I'm not. I'm not convinced that's correct. In fact, where's the Mechilta? I think I can. Who has the Mechilta in front of them? Somebody must have in their notes the notebook. Yeah, I guess you do have to say that, but it's not clear from the Gemara. It's not clear. No, so then you just undermined. I just had a good raya for that. It's not clear at all that he's learning from the first one. He could have changed his mind. In other words, he was forced to concede. Just the one the Gemara is forced to concede.
I mean, you want to read it as three separate attempts rather than one.
Correct.
Overarching.
That's if it were one overarching structure, why doesn't he say v'chazar adin? Unless you're telling me it doesn't say v'chazar adin, and I can't tell you whether it's true systematically.
Why doesn't he say v'chazar adin? Well, the Gemara says. If you said v'chazar adin, you could...
What is it that you envision is going on here? What is the what you're assuming there's an in-between ground? I think this is what troubles to be shown him. There's learning it from a b'matzad from Shlosha Psukim. What's the alternative if you're not learning it one-on-one? That you learned it from Orla, and you had a pircha on Orla, right?
Right.
Now you try to learn it from. So what are you doing next?
The difference between this and the straight up matzad is that here you are by. When you make the pircha on Orla, you don't then bring in a new raya. What you do is you're actually saying the pircha is not a good pircha.
Yes, but then what are you really saying? What is the difference conceptually between that and a Mahatzad?
The difference is that you don't have to go back.
Why not? In other words,
you don't have to, and the way he structured it, you never have to go back.
One second. Take the following. No, but if you say that, what are you really saying? When you say, let's assume there were no perchan chametz from Kares. Let's say there's no perchan chametz from Kares. Right? So what are you really learning from?
So then the other difference between this and the matzad is that here it starts from a kal v'chomer. It's not a binyanah. That's the difference.
In other words, you think that you think that because chametz for Pesach wouldn't be a kal v'chomer, why? Because you're assuming nevda bo avera? You could say that, but by kilayah kerem you certainly could say that. But I'm not sure by chametz for Pesach because I don't think it's dependent upon nevda bo avera. So you can make the same kal v'chomer. No. But chametz be Pesach doesn't require an avera to come about, the Yisr Hanah. Right? If you assume for the moment, and the Gemara is not clear, so if you assume that chametz shel nachri is Yisr Hanah and Pesach, so then we're saying there's inherently no Yisr being violated in any such way. Whereas Basar B'chalav, even if you didn't do a Masa Avera, something wrong happened.
Well, except for you spent 3 days trying to prove that it wasn't.
So, in other words, it's not clear to me. In other words, I'm really asking the question. See, I'm not convinced that there's a qualitative difference between a Bamei Matzin and a Kal V'Chomer. Maybe that's what's going on, but logically.
It has to be. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
No, what doesn't make any sense?
If there is no conceptual difference, then your questions are good questions.
So I want to know what fundamentally is the difference. I understand one is a kal v'chomer, whereas one, they're shoving. That's on a technical level, if you ask me what's the difference between a binyan av and a kal v'chomer, that's the difference. But fundamentally speaking, if you're trying, you can learn from one equally as from the other. So he doesn't say, notice that Mordechai doesn't say to Ravashi, he doesn't say that a binyan av parchin and kol dehu, but a kavachomer not parchin and kol dehu. Right? He says a bameh atzad versus a lo emamrit. Lo emamrit is something that could be on a kavachomer or a binyan av. Yes? Let's read the Rashi there. Maybe Saul holds like you, but I don't think so. Rashi says, Lo am amris, I have a hadar dina v'asi b'matzad, have a prachin and called dehu. Aval hashta, de'asi mikilayim. V'ata, now what does that mean, aval hashta, de'asi mikilayim? You're trying to learn from kilayim what? Learn that it's not a pircha, learn the din. I don't know. Aval hashta, de'asi mikilayim. V'ata, bal hashiv lo am amris b'kilayim, shaken gidulei karka. Ain zo tshuva, the kula v'chomer parchin anam anu tzricha lomad kula yesh lecha lahashiv lo amamris b'zeh shekem yeshbo tzad kal acher v'im anu londim chomer tzarech ata lahashiv lo amamris b'zeh shekem yeshbo tzad chomer kegon hani damrina le'el ma'al or lo shekem lahoish tzal hasha asa koshir l'chames v'pesach sheshavnu lo amamris b'chames v'pesach shekares aval kol dehu ki hai shekem gidu lekarka laf pirchahi. So the Gemara itself sounds right now in the question, why can't you ask Malik Kilaya Karam Shekhen Gidulei Karka? They were trying to learn the din from Kilaya Karam. I think it's perfectly plausible what you're saying, except for this line in the Gemara. If it weren't for this line in the Gemara, I would have assumed something like you're saying, which I think is a very important point, that sometimes you're learning from the new din, sometimes you're just deflecting a pircha with the new din. But this line in the Gemara makes it sound, Eli, am I missing something from what you're telling, or are you mode that this is a little bit of a stumbling? I mean,
at this point in the halal of meaning of the Gemara, they would think that just as you were mafrich malo or l'shaken lo haita l'ashata kosher, and you bring in some mitzvah pesach to shore up that,
right?
And then you say malo chanus pesach shaken al shkart, and you bring in kilay kam to shore up that, and then you bring in malo kilay kam shaken duli karka, and at this point they don't. But you're still not trying to learn a new din. You're just shoring up inconsistencies.
So the maskana, see, here's the problem. Unless you want to argue that's the havamin at this point. What is the maskana? What is the next step? The next step is the Gemara says, no, that's a matzad.
What is a matzad?
On what basis can you use, think about, this is what's bothering me, unless you're going to argue that this is the mistaken havamin of the Gemara. When you say you're not really learning from Chametz B'Pesach, you're just shoring up, right? You're just shoring up Orla. What do we want to say? Orla's aser b'achila, and it's aser b'ana, and lo neder b'aveira, kav chomet b'aser b'chalav. So what, when we say that chomets, we're just shoring it up, what are we doing? Spell out, what is the shoring up? Chomets b'pesach is asur b'achila, and it's aser b'ana, despite the fact that hoysa lo shasa kosher. So isn't that in effect saying, isn't that really just because you don't say the words Bameh Hatzad? That isn't, you're saying that...
No, Bameh Hatzad is only if you say Malo Chametz B'Pesach Shekein Anush Karet, and you go back to Orla. Only if you go back to your previous Malami.
Yes, but what I'm asking you is, what is the difference between saying that Chamet... I understand verbally speaking, but if you're saying... The Mahatzad just makes it obvious that you learn from one. Every Mahatzad effectively says what? Every Mahatzad says the quality in one that you claim should make it distinct doesn't exist in the other, and therefore you can learn from it, and you can work in both directions. If you don't make a Mahatzad, why not just learn from the second one? That's what's bothering me. Okay, so he goes, by definition...
Well, Tosos has that question.
You mean the last Tosos?
Yeah.
No, Tosos doesn't ask the question. He just says...
It's a question, though.
It is. I agree. In other words, but Tosos is explaining the Gemara's question without explaining why bother. Why bother with this whole thing? Just learn it from Kilaya Karim. The Gemara has just set up for you very nicely that when you learn it from one straight, that's why I don't think there's a distinction. When, in other words, if when you get to the end, you get to Kilaya Karim Yochichu, you're either learning from Kilaya Karim or just learn from Kilaya Karim. Let me put it, bottom line is, what do you need the others for? But it's not a Kal V'Chomer either anymore, really. If you're just shoring up aspects, it is a B'Me'atzad. In other words, why not... Let me tell you, why not say the following? Why not say the following? That you don't want to use Chametz B'Pesach to learn, you know, to contribute because there's no Kal V'Chomer. The answer is you're using it to shore it up. But what you're really saying is that it's not necessary to have a Kal V'Chomer.
Well, is there an advantage to learning from a Kal V'Chomer as opposed to from a Binyanah?
I don't know what the advantage is. It's a little more obvious, but I don't know that fundamentally the same techniques, the same... I always have viewed, and I'm wrong, that conceptually speaking, a Kal V'Chomer is just a narrower form of a Binyanah.
Are they both the Vomina Din?
They both use very similar formulations, but it's hard to know. You know, we call din is a Kal V'Chomer. You don't use din for B'Me Metzin, as far as I know.
So if you have a Binyanav, then you can get a punishment.
What's that? You're saying that's the advantage of a Binyanav?
Yeah, the advantage of a Binyanav, you can get a punishment from the thing that you learn from it.
It's a weaker form of, right.
In the technical...
No, you're going to say... I'm trying to think, do I know offhand... No, I don't think they learn Onshin. Do they learn Onshin in B'Me Hatzad? I bet not. Look in the Sigin Sanhedrin. I think the issue should be explicit there. I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, that was a good suggestion, but that was like picking up on a literalism. But Emmanuel. How do you fix it? He's suggesting, you know, the following. We learn a Kal V'Chomer, but there's something that might undermine the Kal V'Chomer. This makes no sense. In other words, but we're saying, what are you really saying? What you're really saying is, the fact that, I'm sorry, man, I got to go back to him. I always like the sparring partners, you know.
I don't understand.
I understand. So I would say the following. You're saying, what are you saying? When you're using Chametz B'Pesach, the shore up, Orla, what are you saying? The kasha of the Gemara was that Orla is not a Kal V'Chomer. It's not a Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because Orla lohoshel shasa kosher. So it's really a Chomer v'Kal. So what are we really doing? We're saying the fact that there's no... the fact that Chometz b'Pesach is Osir b'Hana'ah, despite the fact that Chometz hoshel shasa kosher, shows you that hoshel shasa kosher is really doesn't make it... Maybe this does explain your thing. Really doesn't make it, that's not a chumrah. That's not a chumrah by Orla. What do you mean, it's not a chumrah by Orla? Or does it mean, in spite of the chumrah, it doesn't stop it from being Aser Bahana? Right, and that's exactly what a B'Me Hatzad is, a Binyan Mishnei Ksufim, is that either each one has a chumrah, that isn't the causing factor.
So I stand by what I said, a Mahatzad is, it's clear in the Gemara, would be if you went back and said
I'll be maskim, and I'm asking why. What does it matter? You're right. It's Tosis's question. So let's see the continuation of that. So we have an unresolved standoff here, and I don't think that your reading is wrong. It just the question is so obvious. Why does the Gemara? And there's more on this. More on this is coming later, because I think that the distinction you're making might be there in the Gemara now and may collapse. Hold on, Emmanuel.
Do you have a conclusion on what's going on now? Why it's jumping around?
No.
Okay, and the Masalta thing didn't...
That's why I like what he has to say, but I just don't understand it. Okay. Leave out the Masalta. Leave out the Masalta. Bitzal?
Just in terms of one of the differences in the Kal V'Chomer and the Binyanav is that pretty sure there's a Shittas Rashi somewhere that you cannot have a binyan av. The only thing the person who done me atzmo is a kav chomer.
I think Rashi would include binyan av in that. The Gemara has in juxtaposition to Gezer Shava. See if Rashi says beferish binyan av. I'm not sure.
I think he only mentions that the only thing you can be done miatzma is a kavachomer.
Yeah, but you could just as well say that's.
It would make sense because it seems to be easier to make a binyan av than a kavachomer, so it makes sense if you had more of a restriction on a binyan av that you could only do it if you had some, whatever it is, whatever it means to not be done in miatzma.
I hear, but for the moment I'm going to assume. Let me leave that out of the discussion. That's the benefit. But that's not really my question. My question is not really why is a binyanav, you know, why is one better than the other? My question simply is, isn't this really a binyanav mishnei k'suvim? Aryeh.
Going back to what you were saying, we're just mixing up the kalvachomer between arla and chasur b'kala.
Right.
The next step of the Gemara, when we ask Chametz is Chayav Karis, what does that have to do with anything if we're just showing up with Kal Vachomer and Arla?
Can you answer that?
it just goes one level deeper.
So what is the Gemara saying? What is the Gemara responding? Explain the Gemara's response. Okay, so you see, all we wanted to demonstrate is that Hayilo Shasa Kosher is not necessarily reason to be Mekel, right? That was the whole point. So that's true. That remains true. What is the Pircha of Shekein Anush Kares? Okay, so it's on a, so what you're really saying is, what is that Pircha? And as we still demonstrated that Hayilo Shasa Kosher does not prevent you from being Aser Banah.
But it might not be the garim for the
Isra Anah. Karis might be the garim. No, but all we're trying to demonstrate is the Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher doesn't mean that something is not going to be Asr Bahana, right? That's
maybe
the problem.
Maybe only if it's Anush Kari, though.
okay, you know, You can say that in infinitum, right? But that effectively raises the question. That's exactly what a bamemotzino is. In other words, we identify a bunch of salient characteristics that are not salient.
Okay, if you tell me what the difference between a kal vachomer and a binyan av is, I'll tell you what the difference between a loim amrit and a ma'asad is. Okay.
Between a kal vachomer and a binyan av, I don't think a kal vachomer and binyan av are fundamentally different. I don't think they're fundamentally different. One just carries a little bit of extra strength in its argument.
So that's why Issei Ben Yehuda is doing that and not doing it straight from.
No, but the Kal Vachomer is, no, except that the problem is that as soon as you have to invoke a defense, I'm not questioning that point. My point is that once you have to invoke ma b'chametz v'pesach yochiach. That is already effectively, just because you don't say the words b'me'atzad, that would be an effect b'me'atzad, unless you argue it's a new limud, and then Aryeh's point that the Gemara is docha with kares. Now, just because you don't use the terms, as soon as you use something to shore up the pircha, you've effectively made a ma'atzad. That's my problem. Just because you don't say the words, it's effectively what you've done. Moshe?
In that sense, could it possible that the Gemara is used to not a shaman to do a karka to is sort of a more of the equivalent of like a desperate catch-all and say, well, you know, there's all these specific, you know, you try all these things and knock it down, and then, well, let's just use a broader umbrella.
No. I'm going to put the question aside for the moment. Let's read the last Rashi, okay? The lifroch lechulu, the chayvan the lav chada mechadahi el achad mi plus. Kimahatzadami.
It's a havamina.
What's that?
It's a havamina.
What do you mean, a havamina in the Gemara right now?
Yes.
Yes, but Rashi's acknowledging. So my point is, you're right and I'm right.
Yeah.
As you're right, Rashi's saying that it really, this is from three things. But because it's really chadmi plus, it's like a matzah. Why is it kimahatzadami? That's what I'm saying. No?
I agree. However, I think that this is a Havamina that is rejected.
Okay, hold on. So Havamina, so Rashi says that Hilkach, Lifroch Bechulu, Va'afal Gav Lav Kulo Chumrei, Dekasal Gadaita, Techiyamin, and Balom Amrish Tilo Prachin, and Mekoldahu, Hani Mili Hecha, the Asher Chad, the Mechad, the Kigom Reish Milsa, the Boy Lasuye, Meor Lalachuda, Avachad, the Mitarte, and Miklos, Kimahat Sadam, ya, the Afal Gav, the Loam Rina, and Vachazardin, Prachin, and Lachulu Percha Koldahu. So I agree. So what's the svara behind this question in the Gemara?
The svara is what you're saying.
Okay, so I want to know how the svara is going to change. So you explain, that's nice. But you still haven't explained. Agreed. So now the Gemara says, Ella. Okay. So.
It's arbitrary.
Yes.
Rashi admits it in the last line.
Well, yes, he does. That's correct. That's correct. He says, it's Misinai. Okay. So, I'll accept what you're saying. So, I still want to know what's the difference, other than your language, in turning around and saying Mahatzad, as opposed to this. So the Gemara says that Chada Mechada Kula b'chomer parchinan, and chada mitlas kula b'chomer parchinan. It formulates it funny also, but chada mitarte kol dehu parchinan. Even if what, Ellie? Even if the Gemara doesn't do what?
Even if there's no
matzad. Even if there's no matzad.
And this is a.
Why? You'll say just because it's a misinai.
Yeah, and it's also a huge problem in Yisimani Huda, which Rashi and
So let's read Rashi. Chada mechada kigom bereish milsa the bari lasuyim or lalchuda parchinan kula v'chumra v'lo koldhu. Chada mitarti kigon sheish avnu mal or lashakein lahoisa lashasa kosher v'siatenu rayas devarenu bedavar acher kigon chametz bepesach yochiach. So then parchinan afilu koldhu. Im lo haya biyadenu tshuvas kula v'chumra sheishavnu malachametz v'pesach shaken kares v'haya biyadenu tshuva kolduhu hashava b'shnei hamalamdin hayinu mishivim os afal pisha lo chazar adin v'lo banu lehatzar hashava. So there you're allowed to ask a percha kolduhu, but aval chada miklas kegon zo she'amarnu kilayim yochicha ihadar dina v'asi b'me'atzad. Now, what's the problem that you see Nisi Ben Yehuda here?
Implicitly stated by Rashi and explicitly stated by Tosfos is that if Chadam Itarti Afilu Koldu Parchinan even without Masad, so why doesn't Yisi Ben Yehuda say Chametz BePesach Yuchiach Shaita Lo Shav BeKosher LaSuvan Banah?
A Gemara that should immediately have struck it down.
Yes.
Right. So. What's the answer? What is Tosus's answer? How do you see the question, by the way, implicit in Rashi? Tosus asked the question. Where do you see it implicit in Rashi?
Implicit in Rashi is Kigon Chomes Pesach Yichiach Pachinan Afilu Koldehu Im Lo Haya Biyadeinu Shvat Kula Vachumah. Meaning that Yisi Ben Yehuda doesn't say right there.
The Makshan in the Braisa
doesn't say right there Malchum and Sofis of Shekhen do the Kanka because they have a Kul V'chumra.
I'm not sure he's asking that question. But either way, the question The real problem is, why is it that on two you can ask, on three you can't?
Well, that is arbitrary. Unless one takes the position that halamitate means matzah, but that doesn't seem to be in the language.
That's correct. Well, that's what he just said. That's what he just said. You may wonder why Rav Ashi didn't know these rules. So you still haven't answered my question. I mean, the question is really, there are two questions. One is the question that Tosfos doesn't really ask, but is implicit there, which is, why does the Gemara go straight for Kelai HaKerem? And the second question, and I still don't understand it, and I think that Eli is correct in terms of what the Gemara is doing, but I don't understand why, is every time you're learning from a second thing, that by definition, when you're using it to shore up, is really a mahatzad. Right? You're finding the nizmiman of shach. If chametz bePesach were good enough to learn on its own, just use that as the makor, why do you turn to orla? And if it's not good enough on its own, obviously it's just shoring up the weakness in orla, and presumably orla shores up its weakness, in which case, which is the whole question of the Gemara here, it does shore up its weakness, and yet the Gemara doesn't turn around and just stop right there. So I'm mekabel your reading of the sugya, but I don't see an answer for these two questions. It's an excellent job. Does anybody have any questions about what they don't understand? No. What's that? I'm going to review. As best as I can explain, because I still haven't answered my question. You can start by learning one din from another din. Either b'memetzino or kal v'chomer. I don't think it matters. You can learn b'memetzino or kal v'chomer and say, you could have said b'memetzino by orla. Orla is also b'achil, it's also b'ana. So too, chametz baser b'chalav is aser b'achil b'aser b'ana, but the Gemara can do one better. It has a kal v'chomer. Nev davo avera. Fine. The Gemara finds a weak point in the kal v'chomer. In other words, not in the kal v'chomer, but in the fact that orla has a chumra that baser b'chalav doesn't. Namely, it never had a shas hakosher. And perhaps that's the reason why orla is aser b'ana, but baser b'chalav would not be aser b'ana. Okay? Next up, so the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to show you that, in fact, the lo ha'isalo shas hakosher is not a reason to fret, because I'm going to show you something else that had a shasa kosher, and nonetheless is aser b'ana, namely chametz bePesach. Now, at this stage, what exactly is the source? What is the source for the iser hana by baser b'chalav? So Eli says, and I think it's correct in the Gemara, the source is orla. Ah, but you had a kasha about something in orla? So chametz bePesach shored that up. This part I'm not so sure what to do. I mean, I'll say it the way you say it, and I can't really believe that. Ah, but the Gemara says, Chametz bePesach. Chametz bePesach is Anush Kares. Maybe that's why it's Aser B'Hana. You have to add in here, maybe that's why, despite the fact that it had a Shasa Kosher, it's Aser B'Hana. So that you haven't undermined. So now, can't say, 'cause I don't believe it. Okay, now, I believe yours is the best reading, but in the large part of this, again, I just don't know how it fits in those words. Ari's question is a very good question. But you have to say that. So now the Gemara is going to shore up. Now, how do you get to the third step? Right? The third step is, well, it doesn't have, let's take Kelai HaKerem. Kelai HaKerem had a shasa kosher, let's say, for the moment. That's the Gemara's assumption. That's clear from the continuation. And Kelai HaKerem is not this is terrible. It destroys everything you said. You know why? Because what are we learning from that? I'm sorry, I can't, because I have to finish off this conversation. You're going to have to wait. That's the way it works, okay? What are we learning from in the end? You see where I'm coming from, don't you?
I maintain that we're learning from Marla.
I agree. But how many things are we learning from when we say Kilayah Karam Yochichu? When we get to Kilayah, what is Kilayah Karam Yochichu? I understand why the Gemara asks Malachamich Professor Shekhan Arnashkaris. Because you're saying that even though it has a Shasa Kosher, maybe the reason why, even despite that, it can only be Asar Barak Kisaz Karis. So when you say Kilayah Karam Yochichu, what are you demonstrating there? And the Gemara makes an assumption, what about Kilayah Karam? Lo Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher, and and therefore, what is the limud? What should the limud be right now?
The limud should be from Kilayah
Karam. No. Within your framework.
Oh.
What should it be from?
It should be from
Orla.
With the qualification that Shada Kosher is non-issue because of Hanukkah Pesach.
Yeah.
And the qualification on the qualification.
But yeah. So why do you need Chametz B'Pesach anymore? You needed to disqualify the Shasa Kosher piece. Just go straight to Kilayah Karam. Because that also, the Gemara is assuming, is Lo Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher.
Well, obviously then you have to ask the question of why doesn't the Gemara just go straight to the Maskan all the time?
But, no. But no. What I'm arguing is that when it goes to the second one, when it goes to the third one, why is the second one even, why do you insist that the second one is relevant anymore? What does Chametz B'Pesach add in this construction? Nothing. See, I would have been much happier if Kilayah Karam, if the Gemara had assumed it was possible that Kilayah Karam never had a Shasa Kosher. But, and we're just using it to shore up the Kares. But the Gemara insists.
No, but of course Chametz B'Pesach doesn't add anything. If you take it that way, Orla doesn't add anything either, and Kilayah Karam is really...
No, but you're claiming that Isi Ben Yehuda fell in love with Orla, he wants that it's Binyanav, and now he wants... And 2 and 3 are just to shore it up. But 2 doesn't do any shoring up. 2 only creates problems. And granted that he tried 2 and it didn't work because of the Kares problem, but 3 could have done the shoring up alone. So why in the end,
okay,
the Gemara says, so we're really learning Chadami Tarti, not Chadami Plus. That's where I'm trying to get it. Right? That falls back into the Chadami Tarti trap. I think what Eli says in the Gemara is still correct. He's reading the Gemara correctly. They're just, it's almost as if what's gone on here...
So what are you doing with all the...
Let me make the following suggestion. Will it work? No, but I'm going to suggest that maybe there is a way of working out that there is an interpolation of the sugya in between of the Rav Ashi and Rav Mordechai. In other words, is there a way to jump directly from? You see, if you read the Gemara the way I wanted to read the Gemara initially, which is that it really has dismissed the first 2, then you understand if you jump from.
Then it's not a Chadami Plus.
You take out this whole middle piece. If you go from Kilayah Karam Yochichu, and that's the end of the Braisa, but Lifroch Ma'alik Kilayah Karam Shasach Kosher goes directly on the Braisa and makes a perfect sense as a question.
Right, of course.
I agree. So the problem is the whole piece in between. So, in other words, the Kilayah Karam having a Shasa Kosher according, if it's a Chadami Plus, should be totally irrelevant. Because it doesn't matter, because Chametz does have a Shasa Kosher.
Right. So
why does the... So if you read this Gemara as a direct response to the Braisa, and this Emmanuel is what I would... The only thing I can think of right now, then the Gemara's question makes sense, but it means that the whole Shach V'Tari in between would not have cared at all about the Kilayah Karam and the Shasa Kosher.
What, it's coming from the Braisa?
Yes, directly on the Braisa.
With the middle part?
And remove the middle part. Remove everything from You can ignore that part, but so the lifroch malik la kerem shekein lo shel shasa kosher.
Of course, it's a completely new case. But what does that help you?
The question is, is it possible to say what you're suggesting, that the entire shaka v'tayim between would not have asked the question of the lifroch malik la kerem? Because according to Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai, they don't care that kilayakam dafka would be better if it lies alo shasa kosher. So then what you need, you understand where I come now? You need chametz bepesach to destroy kares as being an aspect, to destroy shasa kosher. But now when you bring kilayakarem dafka, you only want it to destroy the kares. So that's what you would benefit from, breaking it up and pulling that middle piece out and saying that the two don't work together. I'm still going to have my first two questions, but at least it will not disturb the inherent internal coherence of the three things together. Now you've got it all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me start from the beginning. Thank you.
But that piece is there.
What's that? That's okay. I can read the Gemara as two disjoint pieces and not meant to be read together. I can swallow that.
Is there any textual support for that?
You're not going to find textual support by definition. You're just going to find it because, in other words, basically you had one phase of the sugya, and now on to a second phase. As I can't, there's no way, the markers are not going to be left in the sugya, usually. What?
Which part do you cut out, though?
Everything from, I don't care about the first question on the brisa, but everything from, lamali lamemar kilaya kerem yochichu, to koldu lo parchinon kuftazayin amin aleph. That's a sugya that goes down a different path, a different way of reading the brisa. That sugya has to assume, I think, that has to assume that kilaya kerem lo haisalo shasa kosher.
So wait, chadim itarti, you do have still?
It's not chadim itarti, it's chadim itlus. You need all three. You learn from Orla, you need to shore Orla up with Pesach to do away with the shasa kosher problem. You need to shore up Pesach for the kares problem with kilaya kerem. Kilaya kerem could not have shored up Orla, because kilaya kerem is also lo haisalo shasa kosher. Start with forget the part about Lama League Zereshava. That's really a different track, unrelated to our issue. That addresses a different internal logical part of the whole Limud. Start from the words Lama Li Lameim, our second to last narrow line on Kuftes Vav and Aleph, all the way up until where we've read now, Velifroch, and that's a completely different track, a completely different path.
Fine, and also including Lama League Zereshava.
I don't care what you do with that. That could go one way or the other, or both, as far as I'm concerned. If you ask me from a textual perspective, I'm guessing it goes with the middle piece, just because of the whole nature of the language and so on. That would be my guess. By the way, let me throw in one piece of evidence also to this. It's not evidence, but it's an itty in a certain direction. Okay? So firstly, I'm just going to, this is a wonderful example. Stern, you did this last semester without as much creative input as Ellie has actually given, but you started things on a new track. This is not going to distract us for 3 weeks, as the last one did, and send us a new direction. But this is why we have an interactive share, not a straight-out lecture. Okay, so thank you. The Raya, so now I'm going to put you to the next test. Did you do the continuation of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Did you look up the parallel sugyas?
No.
Okay. So, I only looked up the parallel sugyas today by accident. Okay. I'll admit it was really b'shogeg that I looked it up, because I was looking for something else to explain something else, and somebody made a comment to me, and I noticed derech agav that the Gemara, there's a parallel sugya m'sachem. Well, guess what? And I don't know yet. I wasn't thinking about this as a solution to the problem here, but the sugya there starts with what? The lifroch. It's on a different limud there. It's attached to a different limud. Now, I don't know immediately which is the original shaka v'tarya, but you can already see where I'm going with this. It is conceivable that the original piece actually may belong in Psachim, and here it's attached here, but what is it really being attached to? It's not being attached to the shaka v'tarya of Rav Mordechai and Rav Ashi. It's being attached to the Braisa, the same type of a limud that you're going to find in a different context, not the exact same thing, it's a different din, in Psachim. So that is a mixtus of a raya that the lifroch malikalayakam begins a new track and shouldn't be read in what precedes. So now I'm going to try to explain, without based on that assumption, what Eli has what he has suggested, and I think is probably correct. I think it's correct. The Gemara wants to learn. Isi wants to learn. The way the Gemara explains, wants to learn a Kal Vachomer from Orla. There's a problem with the Kal Vachomer. The problem is that Orla has a Chomer aspect that Basar B'Chalav doesn't, namely Lo Haisalosh Asa Kosher. The next step, so the Gemara says, we're going to show you that really Lo Haisalosh Asa Kosher is not a Chumrah. That is not a Chumrah. Excuse me, it's not a Kula. It's not a Chumrah that should generate the Isser Hanah, because I'm going to show you something that Hayalosh Asa Kosher, it had a point at which it was Mutter, and not only can an Isser Achila be Chal, but an Isser Hanah can be Chal as well. And what's that? Chametz. Chametz was had a Shasa Kosher, it was Mutter, now it's Asser. So the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe Chametz B'Pesach has a different special aspect, a different Chomer that allows it to become Asser B'Hanah, namely, it's Anush Kares. And therefore, what? Basar B'Chalav, which lacks both Lohei Shasa Kosher and lacks the Yisr Kares, does not necessarily going to be Asr B'Kava Chomer B'Hanah. So then the Gemara says, no, Kilaya Kerem, which I'm going to assume for the moment, which is Lohei Shalosh Shasa Kosher, whenever it was called Kilaya Kerem, it was Asr, but it doesn't involve Kares. And nonetheless, it's Asar Bana. So what do you see from that? You see from that that the fact that Chametz B'Pesach is Asar Bana is not because it's Asar, because it has Kares in it. And from the fact that Chametz B'Pesach Lo Haysa Lo Shasa Haya Lo Shasa Kosher shows you that that's not the reason why Orla is Asar Bana, even though Lo Haysa Lo Shasa Kosher. And therefore, we can make a Kal V'Chomer from Orla to Basar B'Chalav if Orla it's lo nevda bo'aveira, and it's still aser. It's aser b'achila, and it's aser b'hana. So baser b'chalav, which is aser b'achila, and nevda bo'aveira, is certainly going to be aser b'hana. That's the starting point.
Where does the brisa end?
The brisa ends where it did before as well.
Which is where?
Right before Lama Leik Zeir Shab. Now, next step in the Gemara. The Gemara says, why did you have to turn to a third iser? In other words, why use? A kilayah kerem to shore of chametz bepesach. Why do you need to invoke a third thing here? Just take chametz bepesach and orla, put them together. Each one has a strength that a weakness that the other one doesn't have, and therefore that can't be the goreim for why it's aser bana. So do it by me'atzad. So Rav Ashi says because I would have had a pircha from the vela. I would have said in a me'atzad, but nevela, which. Is lo haisa lo shasa, I think we say lo shasa sa kosher, and it doesn't have kares, so it's still aser b'achila, but mutar b'ana, so why should, maybe basar b'chalav should follow that pattern. You can leave out the pieces. So the Gemara, Mordechai says to Ravashi, no, you can't do that. You can't ask a pircha from an outside topic that wasn't in the discussion. Our discussion is chametz, orla, and we want to learn to basar b'chalav, don't ask me kashas from the veil. It's just a rule. It's a rule within matzah. You're not allowed to ask a pircha from a totally unrelated topic.
That's how originally all the other topics are unrelated. That's how they got there to begin with. They were brought in.
That bothers me too. But except that once we've constructed a binyan av from these things, so then you can't ask that kind of a pircha on it. So then, therefore, why not taka? It's a good question. Why not learn by matzah? The answer is because there is a pircha, an internal pircha. Shaken yidu lekarka. Now, the truth is, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? So Mordechai says to Ravashi, so now the Gemara says, yeah, but you know what? When you invoke a third thing here, and even though it's technically not a bameh hatzad, this is the difficult part, you invoke a third thing here, you could say that about Kilaya Kerem also. Malak Kilaya Kerem, Shekein Gidulei Karka. So the Gemara says, you can't ask a Pircha Kol Dehu, on something that's fundamentally still a Kal V'Chomer from one thing. In other words, just because you have the same Pircha You could have asked the Gedulei Karka piece on Kilaya Karim. We're not learning in a triple Bamehatsad, if you want to call it, from Kilaya Karim the 3. We're learning from Orla. We're learning in a Kavah Chomer. And a Kavah Chomer, you have to have a substantive pircha. You can't just have a stama pircha kol dahu. Right? You want to learn from cow to sheep, like we saw previously. Well, maybe you shouldn't make a kalva from a cow, even though a cow is aser b'harba, is aser b'maser behema, but cows have horns, and therefore you shouldn't learn from it. That's a ridiculous pircha. You can't do that on a kalva chomer. You can ask a ridiculous pircha or a non-substantive pircha on a b'me atzad. But we're not learning a b'me atzad, he says. So now, and that's why we can't ask that on Kilaya Karim. The Kavah Chomer is from Orla.
So
Pesach is the Shor Chametz, is the Shor of Orla. Kilaya Karim is the Shor of Chametz.
So why does it call it Kilaya Karim?
The Shor of Chametz.
Why does it refer to it as Kilaya Karim?
What is, for the what is Kilaya Karim?
It's
referring to Kilaya Karim.
It says you can't learn Hashanah Yikol Mifra. Sorry. Yikol Mifra, Malat Sada Shabbat Shem Shem Yuvay Karka. Yichlachi, right?
No. The Matzah Hashem is only on the first two.
Right.
That the Gemara explained, why did we make a Matzah just from the two? Why did we need a third Isser in the mix? But now the Gemara says, because we didn't want to learn a Matzah, so we brought a third Isser into the mix. So now the Gemara says, but you can ask the same Percha on the third Isser. The answer is you can't ask that kind of a Percha when we're still learning from a Kavah Chomer with B shoring up A, C shoring up B. Now the Gemara turns around and says that. Well, and this is the funny part of the Gemara. This is the difficult part. Well, why not ask against all of them? The answer should be obvious. The answer is, and maybe that's the answer of the Gemara, we're not learning from all of them in a Matzad. We're learning from all of them with Kavah Chomer, and then B supports A and C supports B. That's the Gemara's question, though. That's the stretch part. So Rashi says, well, why not treat it as a Matzad? Why differentiate between a Matzad? Between a b'me'atzad, in other words, what you learn from three things, versus B shores up A, C shores up B. That was what's bothering me, and I thought the question is so good, meaning that is a ma'atzad. When you use Chametz b'Pesach to shore up A, you don't say the words b'me'atzad, but that's in effect what you're doing. So the Gemara then turns around, doesn't really answer the question, and says, no, this is a numerical issue. In other words, it's not ma'atzad versus continuation, but rather, when you learn one from one, then you need to have a pircha of substance. One from two, the pircha can be a kol dahu. One from three, pircha of substance. End of Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer the fundamental question. Ellie's correct.
What is his rule?
What's his rule? So Rashi says, Kacha midos mesuras biyadeinu misinai. As Ellie said, Rashi is bothered by the fact there doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason to this. You know, I'm not sure what to make of it. I think his reading of the Gemara is correct. I think if you split apart the second part of the Sugya and view it as being really unrelated and going back on the Brisa, and again, it could be the originally here, it could be originally in Pesachim. I don't know which is the original. My guess right now is Pesachim, but it doesn't have to be that way.
How do you have three sections?
You have the Brisa,
and then you have the comments.
Then you have the comments on it, and now you have a separate set of comments of a Lifroch Malikilaya Karim. Which, by the way, could even be reading. I have to look at the Sigim Sachem. Could even be reading that it's dafka, not the way the Gemara read until now. It could be that the Gemara thought it's only learned from Kilaya Karim.
Which
right?
Is the middle part?
I manual. Lama lila meimar Kilaya Karim yochichu, second to last narrow line, up until Koldu lo parchinan, the fifth line on Kuf Tesayin Amad
Aleph. Why is everything following that doesn't follow?
It all, as much as I don't understand the Svara, on multiple fronts, that all fits together coherently.
But after that, it doesn't
fit in. Lifroch malikalaya karam shekel shasa kosher will undermine the everything that Eli created by pointing out that B shores up A, C shores up B. If he's right, and that kasha is going back within the sugya, then what's happening is that you don't need B anymore. C is shoring up A. And therefore, you're back to the kasha. The Gemara said, Chada mitlas. You can ask you get to think about that last one. Okay, so yeah, you can stop it. My instructions. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really have.
I would suggest that some of you might want to go back and listen to especially the last part of the shiur, where I hope the summary was relatively clear. The good part of the shiur is the early part of the shiur, which is the construction. But that's harder to listen to. So tomorrow is, I think it's actually a reasonable, given if we're right, that these are two separate sugyas, it's a reasonable stopping point. Tomorrow we will do our regular Thursday halacha. If you're not in Yeridea, if you're in Yeridea, tomorrow's first Yom Adin. If you're not in Yeridea, so then we will finish Kachal and you can start Siman Sadi Aleph. I promise you it gets a little easier and a little less tedious after Kachal. And on Sunday, God willing, we will resume here. And on Sunday, we will finish to the Mishnah, no matter what. And Wadla will lose his questions if we haven't. Okay, fine.